Well, hi there. Welcome and thank you for joining us. This podcast is entitled Getting Ready for Your Legacy Years. I'm Tom Hinton. On behalf of the American Consumer Council, a nonprofit consumer education organization with over 142,000 members across the nation. ACC was founded in 1987, and it's dedicated to consumer advocacy and financial education. ACC supports America's economic growth by promoting the sale and use of safe, reliable products and services to consumers. ACC also recognizes companies for supporting consumers through its Friend of the Consumer Award. And today we're delighted to have Ms. Chris Miller, and that's Chris with a K. Chris Miller is the author of the number one bestseller, Ready for Pre-Tirement. That's right, you heard me correct, Pre-Tirement. Chris teaches people how to live more rewarding, priority-driven, financially smart lives. Well, welcome, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Tom, for having me.
It's great to have you here. I know you have a number of certifications and credentials. Would you take a moment and explain to our listeners what some of those outstanding credentials and certifications are?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, I've been in practice over two decades, and I have several designations. One of them is known as an LDA, and in California, that's known as a legal document assistant. It is like a paralegal, an independent paralegal. And so I prepare all paperwork. I have a document preparation service where I prepare estate planning documents and living trusts and powers of attorney. So I do everything that an attorney can do but give legal advice. And then
I was just going to say and charge half the fee.
That's right. Even less than that. Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. And we're really proud to give extended customer service and be able to help our clients understand the challenging legal issues with all of the documents that you need to have at different ages.
I know you also are a certified senior advisor and estate planning specialist.
That's right. And my focus has been to help pre-retirees and retirees really get their golden years golden and get all the dust out of there. So I've been focused on retirement and estate planning issues.
And that's probably a great point for jumping right into our topic. So let me ask you, for those of us who are approaching our legacy years, And by the way, for our listeners, that's age 55 plus. What are the three things you'd recommend we do to ensure financial security, Chris?
Tom, that's a great question. You know, I really, really drilled down and put those three secrets, what I call the three secrets for a fabulous future, in my book, Ready for Pre-Retirement, because what I've seen over two decades is that people, when they're planning, wait till they're 70 or 80 to start planning. So that's why we want to have pre-retirement. Plan retirement early so your money, your health, and your peace of mind is there when you need it. So there are three main things that you need to focus on. One is protection of assets from long-term care, catastrophic illness. Another is protection of assets from probate, conservatorship, making sure you have powers of attorney for financial and health, and guardianships if you have minor children. And then the third secret or tool you can use is safe money, what I call safe money strategies, places that you can park your money, never lose a dollar, and make incomes now that are at 7% interest compounded for incomes that you can never outlive. So there are some amazing things out there for people.
Well, I know our listeners are going to want to have you drill down on each one of those, Chris, especially the safe money strategies. But let's back up for a second and let's talk about how do you make your money last? Traditionally, most people are either invested in a 401k or an IRA plan. Can you share your thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely. This is one of my specialties. See, when people are in their 401ks, they don't really realize how much of their money is at risk, number one, and how many fees that really are on those accounts. So they're really not making that kind of money that they think that they are. A lot of people, I find, are not very proactive with their money. So when I ask them, where is your 401k, they may say it's at, you know, a stockbroker or at a bank. But I go, where is it invested? And they don't seem to have a clue. And that way they really have no understanding that their money is at risk and that what happened in 2008 can happen again. So I really encourage people to learn about safe money strategies, that they're actually places that you could roll over your 401k or your IRA into a place that actually never will lose a dime. And I'm pretty proud to say I've been doing this for 23 years, and I've counseled over 5,000 people and never lost one dime of my clients' money with these safe money strategies.
Chris, that's great, and I know many people who work, say, for a large company. You're an institution that has its own 401k or a retirement program, excuse me. Is there a different strategy that you would recommend where the individual is actually contributing into the company's retirement plan, which controls the investment?
Well, you know, there are some really cool things that they can do. It really depends on the age. Now, if your company is matching your money, and I know I can't generically say that everybody should do this because it is dependent on the person and what they have and where it is and their family. So there's a lot of variables. But generally, for example, there are places that say people anywhere from 34 to 54 could actually be putting away. We had a client, he was 38, he put $500 a month in what's called an index universal life insurance product. And this is a tax-free life insurance, but when it's set up overfunded, then you can actually take a loan from your own money that you never pay back because it's your money. Essentially, what happened to this fellow is he had put $500 a month till he was 65, and when he retired, he could get $82,000 a year, 100% tax-free for the rest of his life.
Wow. That's,
I know,
pretty good.
I know. I wish I knew about it, you know, before I hit the later 50s, because it's really good for those ages. And because your money will really grow in the last 30 years, these products grow anywhere from 6 to 9%. They're insurance, so they're tax-free, and when they're overfunded, you're not just putting your premium in for a death benefit, you're putting your premium in for an income that you can't outlive. And the nice thing about this is that you can actually set these up for children, for college funds, and there's no restriction on how much you can put in every year like you would with a Roth IRA. Now, let's just say you're over, you know, 54, then, or 55, then you can do the Roth IRA, which is a great way to set up a plan to where it will be 100% tax-free when you take your money out.
Okay. Chris, how do you protect your assets from catastrophic illness and rising home costs? You know, we've been through a tough recession. A lot of people are still struggling. Their assets have taken a serious hit. So how do you protect your assets?
Well, there's about three questions in that one question, so let's just take one at a time. The first part of your question is, how do you protect your assets from catastrophic illness? Now, that, Tom, is a really important question because 7 out of 10 of us, will end up in a nursing home after age 65. And I think it's somewhere between 20 to 40% of people right now in convalescent homes are under 65. And guess what? Our insurances don't cover that. Our health insurance, Medicare, none of those products will cover us if we have a catastrophic illness. Now, here's the catch right here. If the cost is anywhere from $170 to $5,000 a day for care. So it's really, really important for people to get long-term care insurance so that you can stay in your own home. And long-term care insurance basically protects your assets. For example, if you don't have long-term care insurance, you're going to have to use your own money. And like I said, that's going to be $170 to $500 a day. My dad right now is 94, and he has home care. His runs him $70,000 a year.
Wow.
I know. And that was a deal. I got a deal with the caregivers, and that was around $10 an hour, more or less, 24 hours a day. But I'll tell you, I'll never forget the look on my mom's face. So she came up to me one day, and she had big tears in her eyes, and she handed me this a bill. And she goes, I hope you can share this with your clients and help people. And this is really what's inspired me, and it's enabled me to share this without crying my head off. But when I looked at this bill, it was a bill for chemo. She had 5 days of chemo every month, 5 days a month. And for 5 days, she had it for a year, 5 days of chemo for that 1 month was $90,000.
Wow. Well, I know there's so many changes coming about as a result of the Affordable Care Act, and we're not going to talk about that in this podcast, but I'm sure that you'll share some thoughts on medical care and controlling some costs in some of our other programs. Chris, what about earning more interest on your money?
You know, that's a good one, Tom. And it shocks people when I tell them that's what's really out there. See, what I did a few years ago, actually before the crash, I got my money out of the stock market, and I put it in what I call safe money strategies. I'm very fond of the equity index annuity with an income rider. I'm not going to sell products or companies. I'm just telling you what's out there. There are some good companies. One of the companies actually has a product that right now at the time of this broadcast is adding 7% interest compounded on your money for an income you can't outlive. So when you say, let's just say you had an IRA and it had $100,000 in it. When you roll it over, it's a tax-free rollover. And then let's just say they give you a 10% bonus, so you make $10,000, and then they add, believe it or not, 7% interest compounded on this income that you're never going to outlive. So then let's just say you wait 5 or 10 years, you start to take this income, they pay you that money for the rest of your life, even if you've outlived your principal. So this is a really nice way for people that have the money. They want to stretch the money out and make it last their lifetime.
And I suppose if people want to follow up with you on specific strategies, that's a service that you provide. And if so, would you be kind enough just to share your email address or the best way to reach you, Chris?
Absolutely. Thank you, Tom. Yes, and I am licensed. I help people all over the country. And you can reach out to me. You can call our office at 951-926-4158. Or you can email me directly at chris@readyforpretirement. And that's chris@readyforpretirement.com.
Okay. Well, that's great, and we're going to have that information also on the American Consumer website. Just in case anybody didn't catch it, you can go to AmericanConsumerCouncil.org, www.americanconsumercouncil.org. So just put a www in front of americanconsumercouncil.org, and Chris Miller's information will be there so that you can access it. Chris, are there any strategies that we can use to lower or eliminate taxes on Social Security benefits and interest taxes?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, what I was talking about earlier, the equity index annuities are tax-deferred.
When you say tax-deferred, just educate us a little bit on what
that
means.
Sure, sure. Absolutely. Well, like, for example, your IRA or even your 401k, that's tax-deferred. So
okay.
All the growth that you're making on that money, you're not paying taxes on. You will pay taxes on it when you take it out. And at 70 and a half, you're going to be forced to take it out. That's called a required minimum distribution. And I have a whole other program we can talk about when is the best time. I mean, you have to take it out at 70 and a half, but we can also have a talk about Social Security, when's the best time to take it, because you actually make more money the later you wait. But with
sure, maybe, you know, Chris, maybe just while we're on that subject, maybe you could enlighten people a little bit on Social Security and when the best payouts are and the pros and cons of that. Just could you take a moment to share with our listeners a little bit about Social Security benefits and strategy?
Sure, sure. Very simplified. You know, some people actually can access their money at 62. But they are really receiving about 75% less of what they can really get. And don't quote me on the exact numbers, but honestly, 65 is, you know, that number is going to be changing. For example, I'm not going to retire until I'm 67.5, I think. And so all these numbers are going to go up. But whatever your number is, if you wait, for example, and this depends, it's not just about waiting till you're older to get more money, because there are a lot of things you have to look at when you take your Social Security. Because when you take your Social Security or your required minimum distributions and all of these things, you're going to be taxed on your RMDs. And so there's a lot of things that you want to look at when you're going to take your income. Now, some people are scared that Social Security is not going to be there, and they're running to get their money as soon as possible, whereas some people don't really think that, and they're waiting till they're 70, and they're actually getting a whole lot more money when they wait till they're older. So basically,
so the basic premise is the longer you wait in terms of cashing in on your Social Security benefits, the more money you're going to be paid.
Correct. And you can actually go to socialsecurity.gov, the website for Social Security, and you can put in your numbers and you can see what age you get your money and how it would go up each year. You'll actually be able to calculate that and look at that. So that's
and
really,
Chris,
really
I've actually done that, so your advice is right on. And by the way, just for our listeners, and I know you're an advocate of this, if you have not already visited socialsecurity.gov and set up an online account where the Social Security Administration will send you periodic updates, you really should. The process actually is very easy. And I'm pleased to say that the website works. It's very easy. So I did it in less than 10 minutes. So if I can do it, any of our listeners can.
Right.
Chris, let's talk a little bit about how do you avoid probate? What is it and how do you avoid it?
Good question. Well, you know, most people think that if they have a will and they have their assets or estate, it's going to go to their family. But a will is a ticket to probate. What's probate? Probate's courts. They prove that will was what you wrote and what you wanted. So now probate's courts take attorneys, and attorneys take fill in the blank, right?
Money.
Lots of money. Right. They take 5 to 25% depending on the state and the greed level of the different courts or attorneys. Now, this is one of the secrets that's in my book. This was really, really inspired me when I first started. But living trusts have been around since the Middle Ages. Can you imagine?
Wow.
And it really hasn't been talked about to the last, say, 25 years. And now people are finding out about it. But a living trust is a legal document that's created to administer your assets and totally avoid probate, so that when you do go to heaven, which I hope you all do, then when that assets transfer, you don't need to go to court, you don't need an attorney, you don't need me. The paperwork sets you up to leave your estate directly from you to your family without any middlemen.
So, Chris, what are, you know, one or two or three things that you would recommend to somebody who is a little concerned about this issue, wants to avoid probate? What's the one, two, three that you would recommend quickly to them?
Well, if you, for example, in California, if you own $20,000 in real estate or $125,000 in assets, you are guaranteed a trip through probate. Those numbers will be pretty close in most states. So you need to get, you know, you're advised by people that know it's very important that you have your paperwork in order. So you get a living trust. You put all your assets in the name of the trust. For example, if you own real estate, the real estate will be in the name of the trust. Now, a comprehensive living trust will include not only a living trust, because they help you while you're alive, too. It's not just an end-of-the-life document. It's very important to have this at younger ages. For example, it includes a good trust will include a power of attorney for financial, and this allows somebody that you trust to take care of your financial matters if you're incapacitated or pay your bills. And then another good document that your trust should have is a power of attorney for health care. And this allows someone you trust to be able to make medical decisions for you if, God forbid, you're incapacitated. And mind you, this health care is so important because there are a lot of procedures some people don't want to have. So this allows you to actually control what's going to happen to you instead of a doctor that's looking at the insurance policy. You have more control. So, and that's important that your doctor has a copy of that ahead of time. So a comprehensive trust includes a living trust, pour-over will, a living will. A living will is a document authorized to terminate any artificial life support in the event of a terminal illness. And for lots of people, that's important. They don't want to be on a machine. They want to go when it's their time. So for some people, that can be an important document, too. Now, that's a generic outline of the trust. We've actually developed software with an attorney where we're going to be able to have actually our training classes to show people how to do their own trust. We do trust for people at giveaway prices. But the point is for people to get their paperwork in order, especially while the sun's out, while it seemingly is calm and there's not too many tragedies and catastrophes happening. This is the time to prepare. We're actually, at the time of this recording, in a little calm before the storm because, you know, it happens.
I know that we're going to, in another podcast, really drill down more in terms of pre-retirement and a wonderful program that you do, Chris, called Estate of Mind. So for our listeners, definitely tune in to the podcast entitled Pre-Retirement, because Chris is going to drill down extensively on some of the things she's just talking about with regard to probate here. But you know, Chris, finally, I think a lot of people, as we get a little older, we begin to sense our mortality and issues, what I call the reality issues, such as aging, the decline of health, and ultimately death. You know, these are topics that most people don't like to talk about, but certainly from your perspective, they are essential things that we consider at an age, as you just mentioned, when we have our faculties, when we have our health, we're in a position to make intelligent decisions. Do you want to talk a little bit about how do we face reality and what are some of the things we need to do as we face reality with regard to aging, health decline, and ultimately death?
Well, unfortunately, and I've really seen this within my own life, the reality of these things are really in denial, and it's really hard to face that we do get old and that our body will wear out at some point. We will pass into the next, graduate to the next class. So, you know, the reality is it's real, and unless it's happened within your own family, there's a big denial about wanting to talk about it. That's why I'm out there really trying to get the word out so people can do this planning ahead of time. By being proactive and starting now, that actually can give you steps that you can start. That's why I encourage everybody to read my book, because I put the business in the book. I'm giving it away. These three myths of financial planning, the protection of assets. In fact, I have an article on my website that's free for people to get the outline of this, to get proactive. Start now. In other words, in fact, I was in Washington, D.C. at a speaking to the U.S. Government Financial Officers Association, and one of the directors there really came up with a great idea, and I want to encourage everybody to do it. It's called a retirement holiday. You take off a day or a few days. You look at your plan. You start your plan. In other words, give yourself a to-do. Okay, today I'm going to read the book on pre-retirement, or tomorrow I'm going to reach out and learn about what an IUL is, or whatever it is in your list. Now, that's why in my book it gives you an outline of steps that you can take. But the point is, start. Start planning now so that when you get down the road, you're not going to go into a panic or be unprepared and end up in a disaster.
Mm-hmm. And, Chris, is there anything, you know, immediately that people ought to be thinking about in addition to all the great advice that you've shared with us about retirement planning and investment strategies with regard to aging or health decline or wills, et cetera?
Yes, there definitely is. You know, when I stand from, you know, I'm a national speaker and I speak to a lot of groups, and I'll look at everybody and I'll look at them and I'll say, what are you doing different than 2008? And they'll all look up at me like the deer in the headlights look, like, huh? Like, what? That they know that something's going to happen again, but nobody's being proactive. Nobody's taking steps to protect their assets. Put a bottom on your money so you never lose your principal. Make sure that you have long-term care insurance, that you get it when you're in good health. You don't want to wait till you're 70 and 80 when you can't afford it or you're not in good health. So you start to take the steps now. You don't have to do everything at once, but it's so important to really realize this is going to happen to all of us. And it isn't just a death thing. It's an estate of mind or planning or pre-retirement is something that you do all through your life. So each age has something they need to do. People with kids need to have guardianships. Maybe you don't have money. You still need powers of attorney. You need to start your children's education fund. You start getting older. You want to look about what is your income going to be when you retire, how much money. But you're not really going to have all that Social Security because you're going to be paying taxes on your Social Security because you're going to get your distributions from your IRA, which is going to raise your taxes. So there's a lot of things to think about here.
Understood. And we're going to be exploring some of those in another program called Tips for Saving. But, you know, you've used the term, I've heard you speak, and you've used the term sandwich generation. Can you elaborate a little bit on that? What is sandwich generation?
Well, that's a good one. Well, that's all of us that have older parents that are now declining, that obviously a lot of our parents did not get long-term care insurance. They were sold the bill of goods, and back then, Medicare used to cover all these things, take care of you in the nursing home. Medicare does not cover you in all of those things. So our parents didn't really plan like we can. So now they don't have, maybe don't have long-term care insurance, or a small percentage of people do. So not only do we have to take care of our parents, but then we might have children that are going to college and trying to fund the college and take care of our parents. So that is the sandwich generation, and a whole lot of us are in that generation.
That's very, very enlightening, and something that I know so many of my friends are sort of trapped, you know. We love our parents and we want to take care of them, but gosh, it really inhibits your choices just because of your sense of family and obligations there. So that's a real tough one that many people struggle with. Well, finally, I wanted to ask your thoughts on Medicare entitlements. If you could just share with some of our listeners, what are some things that we should know about Medicare entitlements?
Well, the Medicare entitlements right now are when you retire, you get your Social Security, so that's your retirement fund. But I really want to tell everybody, don't count on it. Don't rely on the government. You've got to be your own Social Security. That's why I'm teaching people how to take their money back from Las Vegas or the stock market, right, and be in control of that money. And you can actually create accounts just like Social Security. Do you know Social Security is a big annuity? It's a big annuity for people to get payouts. It's the same kind of thing that I show people how to do with their IRAs or their 401Ks, where they can set up an income for themselves that they won't outlive. So that's really important. Now, there are some people that have flat out run out of money. And right now we have what's called Medicaid. And in California it's called Medi-Cal. So say you're older and God forbid something happens to you and maybe one of the spouses has to go into a nursing home. In California, if you have approximately $125,000 or less and a car and a house, you could qualify for Medicaid. What does Medicaid cover? It covers you in a nursing home. But here's the thing. After you use the money from the state, they can come back and make you, or actually your inheritors, your kids, your beneficiaries, pay it back. And in some states, it's actually a felony. They actually have arrested people and put them, the kids in jail. You know, there's some real horror stories of, you know, mom in the nursing home owing $300,000, and then she passes away, and the kids have to pay the bill. So this is really very, very tricky, the Medicaid and qualification and how that's all set up. So you really need to, you know, learn about that. And that's for people that have run out of money. But it is a real challenge, and it doesn't cover you in your own home. So don't rely on that. Get yourself long-term care insurance so you can stay in your own home.
And, Chris, as I recall, having looked at your website, that you have more information on that particular topic of Medicare entitlements and things of that nature. Would you be kind enough just to share, as we close out this program, number one, your contact information and the best way to for people to reach you, as well as your email?
Absolutely.
Or website. Forgive me.
Yeah, okay, Tom, that's great. Now, my website is www.readyforpretirement. That's the name of my number one best-selling book, readyforpretirement.com.
Okay.
There's a great free article there that you can get on the three myths of financial planning. My blog is loaded with free articles that you can access, and that is Chris Miller, K-R-I-S Miller, moneymaestro.com. That's my blog. And I have a lot of articles on there about what we're talking about. And then you can also reach out to me at chris@readyforpretirement, and also give us a call at 951-926-4158. And we help people all over the country.
Let me just repeat that, Chris. And your telephone, and I believe that's in Southern California, if I'm not mistaken, 951-926-4158. And that's Chris Miller with the K. Chris, it's been a real pleasure having you as our subject matter expert on this topic, and we really appreciate your advice and counsel and all your experience that you've shared with us on getting ready for your legacy years. I'm Tom Hinton for the American Consumer Council. We hope if you've enjoyed this program that you'll share it with others and encourage others to maybe visit their local credit union to set up retirement accounts, and certainly consult with Chris Miller because she can steer you in the right direction. Chris, any final comments?
Well, that's a good one. I encourage everybody to be ready for pre-retirement and start today.
All right. Well, Chris, thanks so much. Have a great day, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, Tom. I really appreciate being here.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.